it's not quite right to try and understand the man. And I wanted to think about his Catholicism, where it showed up. But in order to get there, to understand that first book and what it mattered, I need a picture of him in mind. In photographs from those days, the young William F. Buckley of the 1950s, if you look at them, he always seemed to have his legs stretched out. His feet were always up on a nearby chair, or they were up on a pile of books, or on an open desk drawer, slumped down, the thumb squeezed to his ear by his shoulder, his fingers twiddling a pencil. He looked both involved and yet distant, caught up in the moment and a little bit removed, self-absorbed and self-ironic, a 30-year-old man with a fairly clear idea of what his talent was worth. He always seemed to be doing what he did, and something more besides at the same time. Perhaps that strange sense of always being more, of always doing more, is the key for understanding him. When he died last year, obituary after obituary spoke of the tools he had used to create the modern conservative movement. His compelling voice, his eloquent speeches, his good looks, his family wealth. As it happens, his voice wasn't really resonant. He talked through his teeth too much. The words all formed in the front of his mouth and pushed out as if by an act of will. For that matter, he wasn't classically eloquent. He often phrased things, particularly in his writing, but in his speeches as well, to draw attention to the way that he phrased them. And from the beginning of his career to the end, he fancied long words solely for the sake of his fancy.